Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. After 2 years held hostage by Syria's al-Nusra Front, Boston-raised journalist Peter Theo Curtis is back home. Curtis landed at Logan Airport last night, and this morning he gave his first public comments outside his mother's Cambridge home. He looked healthy, though tired, with a thoughtful furrow in his brow above his lightly flecked gray stubble. His curly mop of hair pulled into a low ponytail bounced lightly as he walked up to the microphones.
In the days following my release on Sunday, I have learned bit by bit that there have been literally hundreds of people, brave, determined, and big-hearted people all over the world working for my release. They've been working for 2 years on this. I had no idea when I was in prison. I had no idea that so much effort was being expended on my behalf. And now, having found out, I am just overwhelmed with emotion. I'm also overwhelmed by one other thing, and that is that total strangers have been coming up to me and saying, "Hey, we're just glad you're home. Welcome home. Glad you're back. Glad you're safe. Great to see you." So I suddenly remember how good the American people are and what kindness they have in their hearts. And to all those people, I say a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Then Curtis paused and gave what I think was one of the kindest, most gentle admonitions I've ever heard to the many journalists camped outside his mother's home, clamoring for an interview.
Look, I'm so grateful that you are expressing all this interest in me. At the same time, I have to bond with my mother and my family now, and I can't give you an interview, and I can't give you a talk back and forth.
Can you tell us what it feels like?
And that's all I can say to you. But in the future, I promise I will respond to your emails, and I will be present, and I will help you guys do your job. And I'm one of you, and I know what you guys are going through, so I want to help you guys, and I will be there, and I will respond, but I can't do it now. Thanks very much.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Peter Theo Curtis speaking to reporters this morning in Cambridge for the first time since being released by the al-Nusra Front in Syria 3 days ago after almost 2 years in captivity.